Coming up on TMS PM, you'll have no Pet Sounds, no Sergeant Peppers, and no Lieutenant Yar!
Green food ring machine.
Raiding casinos by smell.
Chicago, etc.
Hot white people burrito.
Where's my Beach Boys, Brian?
Dark Berry.
I see you, baby, slapping those apps.
Wendy and Shithead, the musical.
App time.
Your quick questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night. TMS PM.
Good morning and good afternoon and welcome to TMS PM. It's the afternoon. I'm a little discombobulated today. I don't know what to say about it other than my day has been wackadoo. So far. Mm-hmm. I hope yours has been okay. How's your day, Brian?
It's been kind of wacky. I started this morning with, woke up early, watched the Film Sack movie because it was too early to go get breakfast. And then went and got breakfast, came home, and then did a 25-mile bike ride.
Oh, my.
I did the path that I usually do for my 25-mile bike ride, but I did it in reverse. I pedaled forward. I was facing forward.
Sure.
But I did the path in reverse. Okay, I don't understand how I start and end at the same place.
Yeah.
Which means I have the same number of uphills and downhills as I do when I go on that ride in a clockwise or in a counterclockwise direction.
Sure.
But for whatever reason, doing it clockwise really effed me up. Like it was, there were some hills, man. I think the fact that the hills are spaced a lot closer together than they are when I go counterclockwise, because I go down those hills and it's like, downhill, ooh, another downhill. And this one is like, okay, uphill. By the way, as soon as you get to the top of that, you're going to level off for a few minutes, a couple of minutes, and then you're going to go up a really steep hill.
It's wow. Like, oh. Sounds like an M.C. Escher painting somehow.
Kind of, yeah. But it was, I need to do it. I got to get ready. This is the countdown, man. Seven, that is the first of seven rides, because I won't ride the day before the MS-150.
Are we a week away this weekend?
Yeah, it's a week from tomorrow.
Wow.
That's why we're doing a watch-along tomorrow.
So. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you're going to be wrecked.
I'm going to be on a bike when we usually do Film Sack. I'm going to be... hopefully 20 miles in by the time we would normally start Film Sack.
Yeah. I think you will. I have high confidence that you will. You're going to be fine. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Brian's worked his A off for this. Getting sick was no fun, but look, he's back at it. He's on the horn, as they say.
Get him on the horn. Parky.
For those listening to this at home and going, wait, we don't normally get PMs in the public feed. You're right. You don't normally. But there's a reason. Yesterday we missed the show, and Monday we have the holiday, which I mentioned pre-show, but I'll mention it again for those folks at home. And that's why we're here today. So we're putting it all out there for everybody so that we don't leave you contentless from a TMS perspective for the entirety of a weekend. That would suck. So that's why we're doing that. We do have Film Sack still and some other stuff, but we're here for you. A couple things here at the top of the show. You sent me a video, short video of you at a concert, and I have real concerns about the state of a certain member of that band. How'd it go? Tell people where you went.
I went to Red Rocks last night. A friend of a former neighbor of ours, not the Russian neighbor, but actually the person who moved briefly into the Russian neighbor's house, rented it from them and wasn't able to buy it when they were ready to sell it. So she had to move out. Yep. She has a friend who was having leg surgery or had leg surgery yesterday, knee surgery yesterday, and gave us her tickets to Red Rocks to a show up there. Brian Wilson opening up. With Al Jardine, another former member, another founding member of the Beach Boys, as well as a bunch of other people.
Yeah. Anybody big, like a big deal guest star or anything? Or
was somebody else named that was so horrible. Anytime he got up to sing, it was like, oh, can this song end? And I'm trying to look and see. And well, here's the thing. Good. He's somebody who's been in the music business a long time, and he probably sounded really good as a young man, but
just past his prime.
I can remember. Yeah, past his prime. I mean, I'm not even going to bother looking up who the other person was. But now Brian Wilson if you've seen the movie Love and Mercy, which is excellent, John Cusack plays Brian Wilson, is so good. You know that he's had some stuff happen in his life. He's had several mental issues. He had a nervous breakdown. He has like a kind of schizophrenia, organic schizophrenia, which is kind of like paranoid schizophrenia. But
yeah, did a lot of drugs too, right?
Did a lot of drugs too, and caused a lot of problems to his health with those drugs. And the combination of all those things, to me, would say, maybe this isn't a guy that you should take on tour. He yeah. also is turning 80 Sunday.
Oh.
Or Monday. Like in the June 20th, Brian Wilson turns 80.
Yeah.
So.
it's probably time to hang it up.
And this was evidenced by their beginning song. They decide to open with Good Vibrations. And so we're out there. We're up in the crowds. We're. Oh, what happened?
You're good. I'm still here. Do you not hear me? Oh.
Oh, that's weird. I hear you now. It's, everything got, went wacky.
My audio source flipped for a second, but we're good. I don't know why okay, I did that. Right. That was weird.
I'm not seeing you in Zoom, if that makes any difference. But
no, I'll fix that. That must be a camera okay. thing. Anyway.
Yeah. So something went weird there. Yeah. Anyway, so so they open with Good Vibrations, and the song begins, I love the colorful clothes she wears, and the dance upon. Oh, anyway, you know the lyrics. You know the song.
Sure.
He was like skipping a lot of words. He was, he didn't seem like he was, you know, like if you have a birthday party for a really old grandpa
mm-hmm.
and you think that they're just like barely aware that this is a party for them. And,
yeah,
that's kind of what it felt like. Like okay. the big white grand piano they put him in front. First of all, he had a walker. He had to be escorted on stage with a walker.
Oh, wow.
And then seated at this big white grand piano, which pretty sure was a prop because we never saw any sort of upper body movements that would indicate that he was playing piano.
I haven't seen him in years. I guess I don't even know what this looks like. I should look him up real quick. Brian Wilson yeah. now.
Yeah.
Now, let's see what we get here.
Oh,
yeah. And, he's, you know, he's old now. Yeah.
He's old. He's getting, I mean, he's up there. He's, you know, he's had a rich contribution to American music history. He deserves to be left alone and time off and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Let him take a minute, you know?
And that's what worries me is that I felt like, all right, so it's probably not him deciding that he wants to do this tour. I'm wondering if it's Al Jardine, because anytime Brian Wilson would trail off on singing vocals, it was almost like, again, if that was that birthday party, it's like, happy birthday. Like Al Jardine would jump in and sing, yeah. you know, sing the Brian Wilson parts. And sure. it was like, it just felt so, so weird. Anyway, Brian Wilson was the opening act. Second act was Chicago, the band Chicago.
Oh, how are they doing?
Well, they're doing great.
Yeah.
And... it was the Chicago concert that if I had my choice that I would have wanted to see.
Oh.
And here's, let me explain that. There are three very different Chicagos.
That's true.
There's Pop Chicago, which was largely the fault of Peter Cetera.
Yeah.
And songs like, You're the Inspiration and Hard to Say I'm Sorry and all that. And
yeah.
the Karate Kid song and stuff like that. There's the rock Chicago, which is like Saturday in the Park, 25 or 6 to 4, mm-hmm. Questions and stuff like that.
Sure.
And then the Fusion Chicago, which is like all that weird. Like with the horns and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd say, here's Brian and his percentages. I'd say we got 60% rock Chicago, 20% Pop Chicago, and 20% Fusion Chicago.
Mm.
Is Fight for Your Own? Maybe that's why they didn't do it. Because Peter Cetera, he was out. Like he left the band in the 80s. He said, yeah, I'm out. I'm going to go pursue a solo career. And Dave, I think, tried to get him back for reunions and stuff like that. It's all been... Yeah, no, I'm never coming back to Chicago. And I think officially Peter Cetera is retired.
Yeah.
So they had another guy who had the same vocal range as Peter Cetera, amazingly enough. Apparently he had the same hitting the balls accident as a kid playing T-ball. Wow. Has the same vocal range as Peter Cetera.
Wow.
Who sounded great. And only the, you know, the only two, like, I guess they did, "If you leave me now, you take away the biggest part of me." Exactly. Yeah. And anytime one of those songs would start, I'd look over at Tina and I said, "All right, well, let's rip this Band-Aid off." Like, you know, they're gonna, here's a song that they apparently need to do. But but I'm certainly not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. It was really nice of my neighbor's friend to give me your tickets. The show was great. And freaking Brian Wilson is such a legend. I've never seen the Beach Boys or Brian Wilson in concert before. So,
oh, this is good then. You got to finally see that.
It's good to finally see, you know, I still think Pet Sounds is one of the 10 best albums ever created. And that's the one that's got God Only Knows and I Know There's an Answer. And
it's an amazing album. One of the greatest albums of all time.
It's the one that inspired the Beatles to do Sgt. Pepper's. So if you're not familiar with that, then you need to go check it out.
So that photo I put in there is Peter Cetera today.
Is that Peter Cetera?
Yeah, now what I love about it is it looks like Anthony Hopkins with a wig on. That's what I like about it. He looks like he's asking for
He's really going to try and push you to get that undercoating on the Cadillac that you just took for a test drive.
Yep. He's got a certain look to him. Anyway, well, that's cool. I'm glad it was all right. And, you know.
Yeah. And Red Rocks, I mean, come on. It's somebody was saying that it's the most attended concert venue in the world. I think we maybe even talked about that, but
wouldn't surprise me. It's an amazing venue. I don't know of any other like it, quite like it. It's super unique, and every you always hear comedians talking about how it's their dream. Like everyone used to say Carnegie Hall or something, and now everybody's like, I want to play Red Rocks so bad.
Yeah,
and some of them do. Brian Regan's concert there on Netflix is quite good. Very funny.
Yeah, and quite expensive.
Yeah, not cheap, turns out.
No.
So I woke up this morning at 8 o'clock to the sounds of yelling.
Oh, no.
And weren't sure what happened. We did a little digging around. Some poor kid, 11-year-old kid, crossing a crosswalk like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
And a driver not paying attention.
Oh, geez.
Didn't stop and instead hit this kid. Knocked him, you know, 20 feet or something. Somebody else was driving as well who had stopped, got out of their car. You know, they didn't hit and run. The kid is, and I say kid, the kid who hit him was probably 22 or something. Mm-hmm. They got out to do it. The kid was cogent, could say things, was able to say what his mom's number was so they could call his mom and let him know what was going on. And then rushed him. You know, we heard sirens all morning because the dogs are losing it. And they rushed him to a hospital. And by all accounts, he's okay. But man, can you think of a worse thing than hitting a kid?
No, I can't.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know what, like, doesn't matter what his excuse is. It won't matter. No, it's exactly, just your whole life you're going to think about this now. You're screwed.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Now the kid's going to be okay. He hit his head on cement really hard and it kind of hit his midsection. Had the guy been going any faster, he probably would have killed him, but he was probably doing 30, 35, which is the limit there. But man, I am telling you, pay attention to crosswalks, drivers.
Exactly.
They're there for a reason, and don't just assume nobody's there.
Phones off, phones down.
Yeah.
Don't put your makeup on while you're driving. Ugh, eating
freaking sucks.
None of that stuff.
Whatever just it is you're doing, pay attention, especially in, you know, school's out, kids are out, they're doing stuff. He was going over to the gym to meet his dad or something, and you know, just got hit. So anyway, be careful out there, everybody. Exactly. Also, I have the taste of the future I'd like to tell you about.
Okay. All right. What is it?
Dr. Pepper Dark Berry Zero.
Dark Berry.
It's so good.
Really?
Okay. I love it. It's my favorite new thing. Mm. Again, that's Dark Berry.
Berry.
They make a zero version, although I've been having a hard time getting it. It's always sold out. The stores have it, but they sell out of it really quickly. And so it's kind of hard to get my hands on. But man, I'm telling you, Brian, new favorite soda flavor.
Interesting. All right. I got to keep an eye out for it.
Dark Berry.
I'll tell Tina to keep an eye out for it.
They got plenty of versions with the shug in it. Mm-hmm, but if you want the non-shug, you got to look around a bit. But it's zero Dark Berry, and it's fan-freaking-tastic. I know I sound like a socialist, a lobbyist for the Dr. Pepper company. I'm not.
That's right. I happen to be drinking a Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar right now.
Rightly so. Oh, they're advertising little Jurassic World down there, aren't they?
Little Jurassic Park. So I have on this can, I have Gigantosaurus.
Oh, collect them all.
They really, I'm certainly not going to do that. I didn't do that when Mountain Dew had all the episode one characters, and I'm not going to do it now.
Yeah, why start now? I hate that stuff. But yeah, Zero Dark Berry, baby. Get it. It's fantastic. Yeah, I am not kidding either. It's so, so good. All right. As we is often the case on one of these PM editions of the show, we do some app reviews, and that's going to happen right freaking now. This music tells you that we are.
App Slappy.
All right, let's get to it. Brian and I like to mess around with apps. Sometimes they're games, sometimes they're not. But either way, we like to tell you guys about them and make recommendations. I have one today that I am pretty sure is on Android and iOS. I know it's on iOS for sure, but I think it's because this is a Netflix joint. It's on all of it. Now, you say, wait, Scott, what do you mean Netflix joint? It's not a Netflix movie, and you don't use the Netflix app to use it. This is one of their new video games that you can play. You just have to have a Netflix login to play it.
Interesting.
The nice thing about that is no microtransactions, no free-to-play crap, none of that.
Watch this video for 8 extra crystals.
Not even that. None of that. Basically, it's like Apple Arcade, but for Netflix. And so this is a slow boat. They've been doing this. They've been rolling out games kind of slowly so far. But there are a couple of them out there, and there's some notable acquisitions of some developers and stuff that they're working with. Anyway, I first got word of this like a week ago or whatever it was, maybe not quite a week ago, for the what are they called now? My brain just went dead. The
publisher makes all the cool indie games. Again, Devolver Digital. There we go.
Okay. They're on board as with part of this. I don't know exactly what their role is, something in a publisher role, but it's a game called Poinpy. And it is the entire concept of the game is, I don't even know how to explain it. Do you know the guy? Did you ever play Downwell? Is that a game you played? Did you ever try
Downwell?
Downwell. Black and white.
I don't recognize it by name, but let me.
Super black and white. Your goal is to go down.
I mean, how much more black and white could it be?
Well, that's a good point.
No, I never played this. This looks cool.
It's a very cool game made by one guy, and everybody loved it. It's like a roguelike, and I bought that on Steam as well as phone, and it's just an awesome little game. It's even better with a controller. I love it. And this is that guy. This is his next game. And in some ways, it follows some of what he did before, except instead of going down like you do in Downwell, you go up in this game. And before you think it's some kind of, what's the one where the little thing leaped up?
Yeah. What was that? Jumper.
Jump.
Pixel jump. No, what was it?
Guy.
It was like you're going up a graph or lined rule paper, college rule paper, and
Doodle jump.
Doodle jump.
There it is.
Thank you, Claire.
So if you think it's like Doodle Jump, you would be incorrect. It is not like that. It's way different than that. And it's really, really good. And all of the gaming press this week has been like kind of blown away by it, because it's really the first one of these Netflix login games where it's actually good. I think the rest are okay, but this is like exceptionally good. And the way the game works is you are meant to fly up. Let's see if I can find some actual gameplay here. Yeah, here we go. You're meant to fly upwards, and you do it by pulling your finger down, and it creates a little aim reticule, so you know kind of where to go. And then when you let go, you'll land on the platform you want to go to. Sometimes you can do a double jump, sometimes even a triple jump, depending on what you've unlocked. The goal is you get this giant cat-like creature who's following you, and he needs to eat. And what he needs to eat is a combination of fruit juices.
Okay.
It's really weird sounding, but I promise it works. Anyway, so the juices you get from this cat in this stuff is like, oh, there's apples and there's berries and there's stuff in the air. And your goal is to try to grab those before touching ground again. And you do that with a series of, see if I ricochet off this wall and then double jump again, I will hit all three of those fruits and I'm safe. And he won't hurt you as long as you keep making the fruit. He'll stay down there and he'll be getting the fruit from you. The minute you miss one of those, a timer starts and you have a chance to keep trying to do it. But when that timer ends, if you've not figured out a way to do it, he shoots fire up through the tube and everything in it dies, including you. You may have unlocked some abilities during that time, and so it's not a total loss usually. But you know, you have to be smart, or try to be as smart as you can about your use of your jump and stuff, because you only have so many. It's a really poor explanation, because it's actually kind of hard to explain, because the game's really just odd. It's a very odd game, but man, is it fun. It's so much fun, and it's so much like combination of strategic, like, skill stuff combined with, like, I don't know. It's just a delightful style as well. Music's really cute. The
graphic style's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. And I ended up just getting completely hooked on it, and I'm really surprised by it. I didn't know that this would be so good. I thought it would be, oh, okay, well, whatever. But then I heard Downwell, and I went, ooh, I played a lot of Downwell. I liked that guy. I wondered what he was up to, and this is apparently it. And totally sold me on it. If you get more fruit in a jump than you were asked to get, that's good. It will satiate the stupid cat longer the more you do that. But you have to hurry and do it, or else that timer's going to run out and you're screwed. And if you die, it's okay, because the game's a little bit roguelike-y, where it's like, all right, next time I'll do better because I have this power-up, or I have this ability I didn't have before.
You keep the things like that you've earned. Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
And zero transactions of any kind, micro or otherwise.
Except for your Netflix account.
Except for your... Oh, yeah, that's a good point. You do have to have an active Netflix account for this to work. Yeah. It's still a little bit weird that Netflix is in this market, but
yeah,
you know, this is so far their big hit. I would say everything else they've done has been like, they have those, Stranger Things games and some other stuff, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. But this one's like legitimately a good game. And I don't know if this will end up on other platforms. Probably not, given the Netflix connection, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't complain. If I could play this somewhere else, it'd be great, because it seems like the kind of game that, whether it's a mouse or a touch screen, it's going to control basically the same and be kind of awesome either way.
Yeah.
Love it, though. Really, really like it. And it's as simple as this. There's no special app to download to do this. If you have a Netflix account, basically you download this like any app, and it will say, get ready to play, log in with your Netflix account, and that's it. That's all you do. You just log in.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's a cool way of doing it, right? Like, you know, instead of having to go to their site, download an app, sideload it somehow weirdly onto your thing. It's like, no, just, you know, just log in with your Netflix, with the credentials you already have set up for Netflix.
Yeah, basically it's, you know, and they're counting on a lot of people obviously having that login. For me, it was a no-brainer because, of course, I use Netflix. And so, you know, easy peasy. You can also unlock prizes the more points you get and stuff. There's a video showing right now where he's trying to unlock that, but you can't until you've played for a while. There's secret places that I don't know what they do yet, so clearly I got to go further to figure this stuff out. So there's a little bit of mystery going on, and it's adorable and kind of dumb at the same time, and I don't know, it's my kind of dumb. I really like it.
Cool.
So highly recommend it. It is called Poinpy, P-O-I-N-P-Y, available now on iOS and Android. All you need is a Netflix login, and it's free.
Nice.
Which is not really free. All right. Brian, tell me about this thing, literary.
Sounds like literary, doesn't it?
Kind of.
That's on purpose. I'm a big fan of a couple of the daily games. I've pared down my list of like, oh, I got to do this daily game and this daily game. No, you know, I do Wordle, I do Framed, and I do Hurdle, or Hurdle. And those are the only ones I really do these days. Sadly, not even Schlyrick, because even though I helped develop it, I'm not playing it every day.
Sure.
Anyway, well, now there's a new one I'm adding to this, and here's the thing. It's so simple and cool, but there's not a video explaining how to play it. There's no like, and it's only, you only get a few games a day. And it's called Letterary. This is on the App Store. I don't think it's anywhere else. I don't think it's on Android or anything like that. You're given a word search grid, and you've got, the way I understand it, you get a small one that's just a 3x3 square, and then a larger one that's a 3x5 square of letters.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always going to be making a 9-letter word every day. 9-letter word.
Right.
And that 9-letter word is always, no matter how big the word search square is, it's always going to make a 3x3 square. So
So you are you may be starting with a bigger grid, right? Like I see in this screenshot, there's like, I don't know, that looks more like 12 or maybe
it's probably
more.
Like a 12 by 12 grid, yeah. But your letters are only going to be in a 3 by 3 grid. So you basically just kind of scour and look and say, oh, well, there's a common T-I-O-N, and then you kind of backtrack from there and say, oh, evolution, and you make your nine-letter word. You're done. You move on to the next puzzle, and you get 4 or 5 a day. If you get stuck, you just hit the little question mark button, and it's each one is timed, so it gives you like a second timer saying, here's how long it took you to do that. If you get stuck, you just hit a little question mark button at the bottom. It gives you a clue saying, like, this is a word that's often found with the word pride. So it's like, oh, prejudice. Bloop, 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 bloop. And then you find that word.
Nice.
It's a quick play, man. It is like a get in, play for a minute, done, and then maybe hit it up tomorrow and see how you do. But it is it's a blast. It's free to play. No ads, no microtransactions, nothing like that, because if this does well, I could see them putting a little banner ad at the bottom or something, but it looks like it's going to stay.
Looks like just some dude made it and decided to just make a free game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
I think he probably wanted to do this as a word like at like a website and said, no, I'll just do it as an app. Bloop, 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 bloop,
bloop. I'm going to try it. A-R-Y. Okay. Oh, it times you. That's interesting. I think you said that. Let's see. Oh. So you limited to 5 a day?
Yeah, you're limited to 5 a day. Yeah.
This might be my new daily game. I
know. It's a quick thing, and it's always a 9-letter word, so it's like, oh, all right, that's you know.
Yeah. Sell it to the New York Times for $7 million.
Right? I think everybody was hoping to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I've been trying a game called Cats and Soup. I'm not sure I'm ready to recommend it yet. I'm not sure if I like it yet.
Mm.
But and of course, I'm not going to talk. I can't app slappy Marvel Snap until Marvel Snap is available for everybody to play.
Looking for a cute cat game? Here's a peaceful animal forest where cats boil their delicious soup. An idle, relaxing cat game perfect for cat moms and dads.
It's the artwork on that thing is fantastic.
Like, the animation's really artwork, good, yeah.
Yeah, but but right now it is watch this video for extra gold to give to your cats and stuff like that. So it's like
I'm so burnt really out on that stuff, off. Right? Like, just give me a way out of it, or I'm not playing your game.
You exactly.
Know? I'll pay.
Yeah,
I'm happy to pay for your good work. I just don't want to be nagged by ads and bonuses, and I hate that stuff.
Exactly. No. Get off my back.
The animation in this is gorgeous. Holy crap.
The animation is great, and that's almost is worth the price of admission, but it's really turning me off with their stupid microtransactions. So.
Cats and Soup. Looks like Cats and Soup. If you want to try it while Brian's still deciding, it is on Android and iOS, so go grab it and see what you think.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't re-app slap you that one. If that's as much of an app slappy as you're going to get on that one.
Fair enough.
I felt like I needed to offer something else because Letterer is such an easy, quick thing to describe that it's like, all right, here's my app slappy. Boom, done.
Nobody made any YouTube videos of it, which is weird. Usually you'll find something, right? Somebody's done something, but I couldn't
it's
find
it. It's really
a thing.
New, too. It's only a couple of weeks old. So.
Yeah. All right. Very cool. Good recommendations as usual. It's time to answer your questions.
Don't change the subject. Just answer the fucking question.
That's right. We're going to answer your questions. These were submitted some time ago, so some of these may be dated. I don't know, but we're going to finish out this list so that we can do a fresh one next time. Here's one from Joseph Warren.
Okay.
He says, what's your favorite breakfast cereal from the 80s?
Ooh.
From the 80s. Oh, man.
From the 80s.
Because some of these are still available. It's just, did we like it then and we don't eat it
Golden,
now?
Golden Grahams is my, that's my go-to. I think about that right now and it's like, oh, I could go for a bowl right now of Golden Grahams.
I think mine was Honeycomb, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I ate a lot of Honeycomb because it was big. Yeah.
Neither of us were into the Mr. T or the C-3PO cereals or.
Well, I would have been, but my mom never bought me any of those. You know,
chocolate chip cookie crunch or whatever it was called.
Yeah,
she's Louise.
Those are probably a buck more per box, and that's why she didn't do it.
Yeah, good. Good for her.
Yeah. 80 cereal. It's a hell of a thing. And then watching cartoons on Saturday, we lived the life. We knew what was up.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. You kids don't know what it's like, what it was like and how awesome it was back then.
You have no idea.
You had like 3 hours of Saturday morning cartoons before golf came on.
That's right.
And so it was like, you got to get those in.
Yeah, all the shit your parents wanted to watch. They had to wait for you and your kid shows. It was great. Will Lennington wrote in.
Yeah.
If you could be a super friend, who would you be? And why is it Gleek the Wonder Dog? There is no Gleek the Wonder Dog.
No, he's saying Gleek and Wonder Dog.
Oh, I thought it said the, okay, yeah. Gleek or, okay. So either of the terrible mascots.
He's not even saying or, though. He's saying, if you could be a super friend, why is it Gleek and Wonder Dog? Like, oh, is he saying one of us would choose Gleek and the other one would choose Wonder Dog?
I see.
One of us would be the dog, the other one would be the monkey.
Well, it's 100% incorrect anyway, because those are shit characters and they're shit terrible. Characters. They're horrible.
Exactly, yeah.
The only thing worse than Wonder Dog were his owners, Wendy and Shithead. What was his name?
Yeah, what was his name?
Basically Shaggy. I don't know his name.
Right.
But he was a Shaggy ripoff. Yeah, right. Forget that. If I'm going to be a true super friend, oh, geez. I haven't given this any thought.
I haven't either. I always liked Green Lantern seemed like it was like such a power that he just didn't really explore all the way.
No.
Like, you could do so damn much.
I agree. It'd be like, he'd go, you know, I could probably crush the world in one squeeze, but instead, I'm going to make a giant rubber chicken that's green that'll scare the guy away. Like, he just was weird with his choices.
I've created a green machine that automatically creates food for all the hungry countries, because I could do that in 5 seconds with this stupid ring. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, bye. See you later.
I don't know. Maybe Apache Chief. I'd like to get all big. That seems all right. You know? Go a nuck-chuck, and then suddenly I'm taller than all the buildings in town. That seems all right.
Sure.
He never seemed to crush anybody important. It was only bad guys, so I feel like that'd be all right.
Yeah.
Eric Cook says, who's faster? Well, this is weirdly connected.
Yeah,
who's faster, the Flash or Sonic the Hedgehog? It says, faster doesn't need to be defined as speed either. You can use other... How come that's cut off? Oh, I get it. I got to fix this.
Yeah, just wrap on that, buddy.
Where's that wrap? There it is.
Okay. Ramp.
Okay, wrapped in text plastic. It says faster doesn't need to be defined as speed either. You can either use other units of measurement if you wish. So you're the boss here. I won't give my opinion as it is too controversial, he says.
Huh.
I think probably the Flash technically is faster than Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog, we can see move and we've played him. He's, you know, ostensibly a video game character and we've made him go fast and we've seen the maximum speed he can go. The Flash, on the other hand, is like transcending sort of space-time a little bit and messes up time a lot and all that. And he can rip people apart. And even because he's vibrating really fast, right? That's
right,
his deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's the Flash.
It's totally the Flash. Flash is faster.
Yeah. I don't necessarily like the Flash much better than Sonic the Hedgehog, but he's faster. All right. Here's a harder one. Jack the Knife wrote in.
Okay.
We had Spider-Man the Musical and Shrek the Musical. What's the next pop culture IP to get a musical treatment? Or which one would you actually like to see or want to see?
Hmm. Oh, interesting.
Stay in hero. Let's stay in heroes and animated cartoons just to keep it interesting.
All right. I was going to say Harry Potter. So we can't.
Oh, that's a good one, though. All right. We'll both throw out one of those. You say Harry Potter. I say Fury Road.
Harry Potter the Musical.
I want Fury Road.
The Musical.
Now we'll be more like, okay, well, let's say MCU or DCU.
We've got to get the gas.
We're going to Gastown. We're going to Gastown. Oh, no, it's the Bullet Farmer. Anyway.
Exactly.
So let's talk something in. Let's say the MCU. What would you? Who would you? Who else should get one besides Spider-Man?
Boy, an MCU.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good question. Howard the Duck. For whatever reason, I'm trying to think of where you'd go with it, but it would have to be one of those silly characters like MODOK or Howard the Duck or the Impossible Man or something like that. So Howard the Duck. As a musical. Did you hear, by the way, like kind of on along these lines, not really musical, but Wonder Man just got announced. Disney Plus is working on a Wonder Man TV series.
No, I didn't hear about that.
And it's like, Wonder Man?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the guy wearing a turtleneck with sunglasses and da-da-da.
That's a weird pick.
It's going to be written by the guy who, one of the writers for Community and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Wow.
So I'm in. Okay. I'm 100% in.
Yeah. To me, you have to go kind of wackadoo.
You do.
A little bit like Peacemaker. You can't hold back on that, or else if you try to be self-serious with a character like that, freaking forget it. It's not going to work.
Exactly. So
yeah, look at this guy. Now I know who he is.
Yeah. Howard the Duck, the musical. Okay. Where I'd go.
Howard the Duck, the musical. I'm going to go with...
Dazzler. Of course, Dazzler. Why didn't I think of Dazzler?
Oh,
Dazzler the musical. Sorry, I'm changing it up. Dazzler the musical.
What about Jubilee? No, don't do Jubilee. Actually, I wouldn't mind an X-Men the musical. I'll put it out there. I think that could be fun. You got a lot of characters, a lot of singing, a lot of moments of, you know, all the X-Men leave and Professor X slowly wheels his wheelchair around.
Gotta get Magneto.
See, it works. I want that.
It totally works. Exactly.
That's what I want. Tony Glass says, if the products sold in the ads in the backs of old comics actually worked as advertised, which one would you buy immediately?
X-ray specs?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, what else
they even
is even
show
in
you
there?
How you'd use it to look at women's underwear. Mm-hmm. I mean, but, you know, if it's a...
What else even was there? What else was
what
cool
else
in there?
What else was there? Joy Buzzer, sure. I mean, lame. But that one did work. I mean, what else...
Yeah, work. Liquid smoke basically worked. It made it look like smoke.
Right.
So what else you got? You have X-ray specs. That's the answer. 100%. That's it.
Like the smoke, the cigarette bombs, cigarette loads. I know we're back there.
Oh yeah, those were kind of
miniature
fun.
Spy camera. Yeah.
Yeah. Did that work? The miniature spy camera?
Probably. I know that it was probably like, you know, it was probably this big, and it was like it just took special film or something.
Yeah. The answer is the one that didn't work. Is the X-ray specs. So that's the answer.
Exactly. Yes.
That's so stupid. Man, those things they sold back then. I kind of want to... Can you still buy that kind of thing? Can I go buy X-ray specs?
Alibaba, you could probably go buy X-ray specs. Or probably even on Amazon. Let's see. X-ray specs.
I'm looking it up here. The original X-ray specs. Oh, yeah, totally. You got to look
at
Amazon.
Wow, I get a ton of music choices. Oh, it's because I was looking for music earlier. That's why I was still on that category.
Here, I'll put it in your Discord, the one I found, see if it matches up. That looks like the kind you'd get, because that dude's looking at her dress and everything.
Yeah, that's totally it.
Okay, so it exists today. $10, $10.90.
It was either a guy looking at women's underwear, or it was a guy looking at the bones in his hand.
Yeah. Yeah, either way. And we didn't care about bones. We cared about ladies' underpants.
Exactly.
Yeah. Look at that stupid cartoon. Oh, my gosh, so dumb. Oh, the 80s. I miss
that. Why would the X-ray go through the outer clothing but stop at the underwear, by the way?
Yeah. And why would that guy be so stoked about that, you know?
Yeah, right. Ooh, underwear. I can't see that in a Victoria's Secret catalog.
Yeah. I feel like these are, I don't know, these are for 12-year-old boys.
They are.
Let's
yeah, see this exactly.
Maybe not 10-year-olds. All right. Let's see. All the reviews are super high in here. They're all giving them 5 stars and raving about them for their nostalgia factor, but none of them say they work. They just don't work.
I was thinking this was going to be the next joke thing that was going to get 1,000 people saying, I used these to look at women's underwear at the airport. Yep. It did not disappoint.
Like would try again.
Exactly.
Here's one. Tyler Kime. Sorry, Kime. Kime? Kime.
Okay.
What's your favorite casino in Vegas and why? You're starting with this, obviously, because you're the casino man.
Sure. Cosmopolitan still holding the record. The vibe in there, the quirkiness, it's like old school with like a little tongue-in-cheek. Yeah, we've got an entire wall of sewing machines. Yeah, how about that? The restaurants are all freaking top notch. My favorite restaurant in all of Vegas is in there, Chino Poblano. We've stayed in a room there a couple times, and one of them had a great balcony view of the fountains. The other time, it was just really cool and quirky and comfortable. I don't know. Cosmopolitan is my go-to. I don't necessarily want to gamble there. It's a little more expensive for things like craps. I'll go downtown and do craps, but
sure. I think I don't know if I can argue with that. I feel like I'm the same. I really like the Cosmo a lot, and I think it's weird. It has that weird pizza place. It's got that strange ice skating thing up top. Like, it's weird. It's a weird casino, and but also really nice and high end. It smells the best. I don't know. There's something about that one. I agree with you. It used to be for me, if you'd asked me in the late 90s, I would have said the Luxor when they really leaned into the Egyptian theme.
The theming, yeah.
Yeah, because I just love that stuff. But now it's kind of just whatever.
Yeah. It looks the same inside there as every other casino.
Yeah.
The other thing about Cosmopolitan is now, as of like 2 weeks ago or 1 week ago, it is now part of the MGM family.
Oh, you're going to get deals.
I'm going to get deals. So finally, I don't have to decide if I want to get free rooms or go to the casino I want to stay at. Now it's like, now I can get free rooms at the casino, which I want to stay.
I'm actually excited for you for that. That's great.
Yeah. I do need to, by the way, Southwest is pressuring me, saying, Brian, you need to, by the end of July, do one round trip, and then we're going to give you one more free year of take Tina with you on any trip you want to go on for free.
Oh, you should just do a quick, you should do a trip to Vegas.
I should do a quick trip to Vegas.
Yeah, why not? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Vegas
will do one of my little overnighters or something where I don't actually stay anywhere and I just go fly in, fly out 24 hours later, no room.
Yeah. There you go. No room for you.
No room at the inn.
I will say Caesars is really cool. For an old casino, all that new shit, shopping and all, I really like all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's good for a non-gambler, that casino.
It is. There's a lot of stuff to do at Caesars if you're not a gambler.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And there's something about its history that intrigues me. Yeah. I just like it. Okay. Here's one from Jack Fox, who says, what is your favorite, not necessarily the best, but favorite movie you've watched for FilmSack that you didn't already love before the show? And then I'll wait for, he has a follow-up, but we'll do that first. So your favorite movie,
okay,
doesn't have to be the best, but the one that you really liked watching the most. For me, it's easy. It's Waterworld. So what would you say?
But you liked that before we watched it for FilmSack.
Oh, is that what he means by...
Yeah.
You've watched for FilmSack that you didn't already love. Oh, good point.
Yeah, you already loved it. So Geostorm or...
I didn't do it.
Hatchet or Axe.
didn't we see something recently where I was like so surprised how much I liked it? And everybody... Oh, I got to look it up. I'll look it up.
Yeah, let's see.
Because there was something.
Oh, Battleship, maybe.
That was it. That's it.
Was a Battleship?
I was surprised how much I like Battleship. And it's in this criteria, that's probably my favorite that I've seen. I really enjoyed it. I'm not saying it's a great movie, by the way. I'm not saying it's an amazing film. Right. It isn't top 10 anything for me. But in the criteria of Jack's question, that it fits. How about you?
I'm still looking through.
Yeah. Is there one where you're just like, oh, I like this more than I thought I'd like this?
I know. Yeah, I'm looking like, it's like, okay, that one I knew, that one I knew, that one I hadn't seen before and I hated it, that one. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, this is tough.
Had you seen Zathura before we saw it? That was pretty good.
I did see Zathura before, yeah.
I enjoyed that one more watching it with you guys than I did the first time. So, but I don't think that's what he's asking.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Batman
Begins. Better Watch Out. That was a good movie. I think that's it for me. I don't know what else.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean, Nighthawks with Rutger Hauer, maybe?
All right. I like it. Nighthawks.
Yeah. Nighthawks.
Good call.
I had to go pretty far back to get to that one. Yeah. So.
Well, we've been doing it for 12 years. It's, you know, it's old now.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Graham Cracker, our final question of the day. Are you going to try the new Taco Bell Steak White Hot Ranch Burrito? He says, I did today, and it was really good. So do we want to do that? What do you think of that? That sounds all right.
Sure, I'll try that. Steak White Hot Ranch Burrito. Hold on a second.
So it's, the steak isn't white. It's just white hot.
It better not be white, because that's really a...
White steak sounds like a terrible idea.
Steak White Hot Ranch Fries. He left a word out. Ranch Fries Burrito.
Oh, that seems important. Yeah. Let me look at this.
Steak
here.
White hot ranch fries burrito.
Why don't I see it?
Seasoned nacho fries topped with steak, white hot ranch sauce, nacho cheese sauce, tomatoes, reduced fat sour cream. Well, that's good because you got to be watching your weight.
You got to watch
it. And real shredded cheddar cheese wrapped inside a warm flour tortilla. I mean, I'd try it. Sure.
I'd eat it. Sounds good. Whoa, Tim Hortons has burritos? Is this true? I didn't know that. Can we get Tim Hortons here, please? That'd be great. Yeah. Hey, Canada, quit hogging. Quit hogging the Tim Hortons. Okay. All right. Well, there's your questions. We usually put these out on our Patreon, and we'll do that again for our next batch because we love answering your crazy and quirky questions, dear listener. That is going to do it for today's show. Like we said, this one was for everybody, and we will not be here Monday because of the holiday, the federal holiday, which we're going to observe, relatively new holiday, and we'll be back Tuesday. So that'll be that, and I'm going to take my daughter to breakfast on Monday instead.
I'm going to go for another long ride.
Oh, that's nice.
5 miles tomorrow, 40 miles Sunday, and then probably 10, 15 miles Monday.
Got any big plans for Father's Day or anything that you know about?
Yeah, going bowling with the kid and Uncle George and a couple of his daughters.
That sounds all right.
So, yeah.
Bowling is good. I like bowling. It's good.
Should be fun.
I watched Jackass 4. And they bowled each other in the nuts. In the nuts.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Yes.
They had Danger Aaron at the end of the thing, and they had a pro bowler lady throw a bowling ball down there as hard as she could and hit him in the nuts. Yeah.
Great.
I'm a little concerned that, you know, I loved Jackass back in the day. Part of what I liked is it was tons of stunts.
Yeah.
These movies are mostly about getting hit in the nuts.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's quite what I still want out of those guys. But whatever. They're probably done now, so it's fine. They're all our age, Brian.
I thought they were done after 3. But
I did
not.
Too, but they're all 50 now. I just don't know if you can keep going. Maybe you can. Maybe Steve-O can.
Jackass, the next generation.
Yeah, who knows? All right. That'll do it for us. Big thanks, everybody, for listening. If you'd like to have this extra show per week, then, hey, a good way to get it is go sign up at patreon.com/TMS. That's one of the benefits to being a member of our Patreon. Again, patreon.com/TMS. We'll be back Tuesday with more. If you got any questions, send us emails, themorningstream@gmail.com. Hey, Brian, one of the things we do is we play one song on our PM edition, and you probably got one over there.
One song, one singular song. Okay, yeah. Michael Miller said, hey, Yakko and Wacko. Brian, did you know Rock Sugar has a second album? I got so excited when I heard this. I love this band. The album is called Reinventinator. You can get it from their website. I just bought it. Yeah, it's Rock Sugar, all right, and then some. I hate to push you into spending your money, but could you get the album and pick a song to play? This is for no special occasion, so any day will do. Scott, can I get a Don Cheeto as a shout out to our favorite Nicole that just left our great state?
Oh, yeah, that's right. She did leave.
She did.
I think she's all good now, though. Signed on the house, and I think so. They're set.
Yeah, hope so.
Yes, Cheeto. Here it is. Nicole saying it. There you go. Proof that she did.
Wow. I didn't hear it on my side.
Oh, shit. I turned that off. Gosh dang it, Scott. If you just remember to turn that back on. Here it is again.
Don Cheeto.
There you go.
Enjoy. I love it. Yeah. Fantastic. All right. So, Michael Miller, I'm going to tell you right now, not only do I already have that album, but I helped them make it. I kickstarted it. I backed it. So my money helped contribute to the band actually turning that into a reality. But that said, of course, I'm still going to play a song for you. This is a good one. You know, these guys do these great mashups where they combine two, three, four, sometimes five songs into one, usually a heavy metal song mixed with like some sort of pop song from the 80s. This one is one of the shorter ones on the album, usually like 5, 6, 7 minutes long. So we're going to do this one. It's only 3.5 minutes long, and it's really good. It's Bon Jovi meets The Outfield. You Give Your Love a Bad Name.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. All right, we'll play that. We'll be back next week. Watch for Film Sack this weekend. There will be Dungeons and more. Have a great weekend, and happy Father's Day to all the dads.
Yeah, you too, man.
Oh, you too, Brian. We'll see you guys later.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give love a bad name. Justice.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
What kind of a deal?
What kind of a deal?
What kind of a deal?